Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Monday, June 29th. It is going to be a short week this week. Hooray! Maybe not for you, but Independence Day is celebrated on this Friday. Markets are closed. Also, weirdly, but very exciting for me, the jobs report, the monthly jobs report, it's not going to be coming out on Friday. It's going to be coming out on Thursday. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to put some of these shows in the can for the weekend. I am totally taking off next weekend. Mark and I are going to have a long weekend. Mark, are you going to plan on going away and going seeing your parents next weekend? So Mark's going to be heading out of New York City for the first time in 4 months. Is that right, Mark? Wait a minute. Is that possible? Mark is not gone away, taken time off since November, since Thanksgiving. He is going to head out of the city. Wish him luck. But if you have a financial question, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. James writes, I've spent a large portion of my late 20s and early 30s saving aggressively. My yearly income is 30 grand. My monthly expenses are about $1,000, including rent. I have no debt, $3,000 in savings, and you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? $56,000 in retirement. Oh my God, this guy's awesome. Okay. James says, I've overcome my earlier mistakes thanks to aggressively saving and a little help from my beloved parents. Right now, James says, I'm putting 30% of my paycheck into retirement, most of it into a traditional IRA. I'd like to cut back on my weekly savings and live a little bit before my youth is gone. I'm reluctant to change during these turbulent times. Dealing with change has never been one of my strong suits. I would appreciate whatever guidance you may have to offer. So, okay, a couple of things. This is what I would do. I would cut back to 20% in your retirement because I want you to have more than $3,000 in savings. I think that you should actually have $6,000 in savings. Once you have built that up, so in 3 months or 4 months or 5 months or however long it takes, then you can spend a little extra money. How's that? Does that sound like a good game plan? I think that that would work for you. And I think that that makes more sense than just putting it all into retirement. Bonnie writes, unfortunately, my husband and I bought into a timeshare. Of course, we've spent lots of money so far. We understand that it's a scam type business. Is there any way to get out of a timeshare? Of course, we have been approached by many scam buyers who charge lots of money. Is a foreclosure a good idea? Thanks. Bonnie, if I may quote my mother-in-law, who told my brother-in-law when he was so excited about buying a timeshare, my mother-in-law, who I think at the time was probably in her 80s, she's now well into her 90s, said the following, timeshares are for suckers. And unfortunately, many people have fallen prey to that. You could explore the sale of this. You could gift it. You could gift it to somebody and let it be someone else's problem. Or you could just call up the company and say, we're done. We're giving it back. Good luck. And if you're going to do that, it may screw with your credit a little bit, but you just want out of this thing because they do tend to suck money out of you in these fees. That's what I would do. And I would not pay a company to do this. Do it yourself.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Denise writes, I've estimated my 2020 taxes, and I may have to pay the IRS this year. In order to avoid paying that tax, could I add money to a traditional IRA in Vanguard if I'm maxing out my employer-sponsored Roth 401k? I understand that I could have my employer take more money out of my check. However, I'd rather find another way to reduce my tax burden. My husband got a promotion this year that increased our income. Currently, we only contribute to the employer-sponsored Roths. I have not itemized my taxes since the new tax law. I've taken the standard deduction. My estimate using tax software indicates we owe about $2,500. It may not seem like a lot to some, but with the way this year is panning out, I probably will not have a job by the end of the year, and that would further strain our finances. I appreciate your advice. I enjoy listening to you each morning. Well, here's the thing that I don't know. What is your total income? That may make a difference because when you look at making a deductible IRA contribution, the deductibility is based on your joint income. So this is for tax year 2020 or is this 20? She says for 2020. I hope she's, I'll give you the 2020 number. How about that? Okay. So if you make between $104,000 and $124,000 together, you could then actually be able to make an IRA contribution that is deductible. If you make more than that, it may not work for you. It just may not work. So I don't know how old you are. I don't know how much you have that's already invested. But one other thing that popped out at me, which is if you don't think that you're going to have a job by the end of the year, then I would start stockpiling some cash. And I would do that quickly because it's even more important to do that than putting money into your Roth. All right. Okay. Devin writes, my mother is 57 and she recently bought a house. She owes $230,000 on it with 28 years to go. She has a 4.5% interest rate. There's someone at her work who's pitching a HELOC type setup as a primary account, meaning a home equity line of credit. Neither of us much understands it, but he wants $1,500 for a class to tell her about it. Okay, so no, just no, don't pay anything about that. So she's going to retire in 10 years. She'll have a pension of $1,800 a month. I'm worried about her being able to afford her bills then. Is a HELOC as a primary worth looking into? No, do not do anything and do not pay any money and do not pass go. Absolutely not. Let me tell you something, Mark. The shysters, they're still out in the pandemic. It's amazing, isn't it? Isn't it just unbelievable? Even in this day and age where, you know, the world is falling apart, you still have really bad people doing crap like this. Stay away, okay? All right, that's it. That's your Monday. Wow, went by so quickly. If you have a financial question, do send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And also, if you want to go onto the website, do that as well. jillonmoney.com is the website. You can sign up for our free newsletter. And pass along this podcast to maybe just three people that you know. Say, hey, check this podcast out. We're trying to expand our audience. We really want to do this because we've gotten so much great feedback from you guys. So let's do it organically, okay? So pass us along. Wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain that physical distancing, and try to lift somebody up today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.